beautiful something is unless you wash away the grime. So wash it away. Wash it away and begin again. When you really allow yourself to live in this present moment, like you really feel it, and I've had this experience many times, where I just allow myself just be in this present moment. I've had this experience in meditations or in just contemplating it. Then there isn't this weight of the past that I just slightly feel normally. And there isn't this fear of the future that I slightly sense. That's always there. It's very unconscious. It's under the radar, but still being felt. So this process of being with yourself in a new way from the place of your truth allows you to unfold, allows you to release those things that need releasing, those false beliefs, those accepted untruths, those lies, basically. We've all been lied to, and the people that lied to us that when we were young didn't mean to be lying to us. They thought they were being wise. They thought they were being helpful. And so now we get to be the people, in a sense, on the forefront that stop this behavior, that stop this way of being, of basically selling crap and expecting people to buy it. So I invite you now to just contemplate that as we go to the next music. This is Dynamite by Miss Dynamite. You are listening to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org.
Mom! Now my room has got two windows, but the sunshine never come through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I live on
Lonely Avenue.
Oh, Lonely, yes, sir. Avenue. Now you know my covers, they feel like lead, and my pillow, it feels like stone. Well, I toss and turn, so every night I'm not used to being alone. I live on a Lonely Avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Since you left this town, you know if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you.
Close your eyes on KeelRadio.org. That was Ray Charles with Lonely Avenue. That song's been played a lot lately. I'm hearing around town. I think it's off that recent compilation of his work, the late Ray Charles. Just a reminder that you are listening to Close Your Eyes on KeelRadio.org, and that we webcast this show every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Before that, I should just mention that again. We heard Miss Dynamite with Dynamite Tea. I feel so white when I say it that way. All right, so I want to go through what I wanted to read before. This is the best moment to read it. This is from Living the Science of Mind, God, Your Personal Self, The Life That Is Within You. The life within you is God. Whatever is true of God is true of your life, since your life and the life of God are not two, but one. The enlightened have ever proclaimed this unity of good, this oneness of man with God. For this reason, many have spoken of this life within you as both personal and impersonal. Impersonal from the standpoint that it is universal. Personal from the standpoint that the universal life principle is personified in you. Let me just interject there real quick, because there's a lot of things like this that you read and you go, huh? And you have to read it again. So, God is universal. God power, God expression is universal. We all have access to it. We all have access to it to the degree that we are able to personalize it. So that God aspect, that is that power, that presence, that expression that is universal, that is ours, that is the universal. But it is, that is the impersonal, I should say. It is impersonal, this power, just like electricity is impersonal. However, this power is personified, this universal life principle, as Dr. Ernest Holmes calls it, is personified in you as you, so it is expressed through you. So right now, you are expressing this universal life principle to the degree that you are comfortable with. And since we are about expanding today, there's going to be more of you expressing this universal life principle. So this life within you, being God, did not begin and it cannot end. Hence, you are immortal and eternal. You can never be less, but must forever be more yourself as this life within you unfolds through your experiences, through your gathering of knowledge and wisdom. Evolution is the drawing out of the God principle already latent within you. It is this God principle within you which Jesus referred to when he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And when he said to the one who passed from this life with him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." The God that is within you is truth, beauty, harmony, and wholeness. Every apparent imperfection from which you suffer is a result of ignorance. Because ignorance of the law excuses no one from its effects, it follows that the very power which has bound you, rightly understood and properly used, will produce freedom. So let me say that again. See, the thing we have to remember too, we've also been given freedom. We've been given free will. So we get to choose because we are one with the infinite and we get to choose how we wish to express this infinite. Now, it was set up that way so that we were constantly expanding our potential and expressing this potential and growing and growing and achieving the greatness every day that we see many people do. So the God within you is truth, beauty, harmony, and wholeness. Every apparent imperfection from which you suffer is a result of ignorance. Because ignorance of the law excuses no one from its effects, it follows that the very power which has bound you, rightly understood and properly used, will produce freedom. And when he talks about law, that's with a capital L, he's talking about the law of cause and effect. Because ignorance of this law of cause and effect excuses no one from its effects, it follows that the very power which has bound you, expressed through this law of cause and effect, rightly understood and properly used, will then produce freedom. The God within you is a unity and not a duality. This unity is changeless, forever revealing itself to each. This is why the God who is already within, even though God is harmonious and perfect, has ever appeared as the God we believe in. We might say that the God within, being infinite, appears to each one of us as the God who is believed in, and we worship the God whom we believe in rather than the God who is. Now that's just touching upon, because that's another like, huh? Huh? That's touching upon the whole thing about God is greater than we currently understand. So God is greater than we currently understand, and when we think about God, we may be misunderstanding our very understanding of God. We may be not fully understanding God in and of itself. If we're misunderstanding ourselves, which we are, then it's likewise it's true that we are probably misunderstanding God. So there's a lot that's going to happen as we open up and we expand our consciousness and expand our understanding of who we are. We get to a better understanding of God. We get a better understanding of ourselves. A better understanding of life. And all of this, it's not just about understanding, like, oh wow, I have all this knowledge. It then pays off in expression and reaction and a fuller expression of life. There is a great difference in believing God to be within you or outside you. For if God is outside you, how are you going to reach this God who, not being some part of you, must be separated from you? How can you hope to unite things which are different from each other? But the God who is already within you, being forever perfect and complete, needs no reunion with anyone. And you need no reunion with this God, because this God already is in your every act, every thought, every movement, in your every plan, purpose, and performance. And again, just like how we can use electricity to light a light bulb, or we can use it to light a stadium, that is the same with this expression of God that we can let through. We can let it through a little bit or a lot of it. Ever since you have had self-conscious thought, you have, by your use of the law of the Ever since you have had self-conscious thought, you have, by your use of the law of liberty, created bondage. Not that bondage really existed, but the possibility of using freedom in a limited way existed. You really never bound freedom. You merely used it in a restricted way. The restriction was not in the principle, but in your use of it. Again, that's coming back to the law of cause and effect. If we are allowing only a little bit to light a light bulb, just to light a light bulb, then we may look around and say, God, there's not a lot of light in this room. It's kind of dark in here. Or if we use it to light a stadium, go, wow, it's bright in here. I can see everything. So ignorance of this law, of this use, of this expression of our power and presence, our oneness with God, does not mean that there's anything unlike God here. It may appear that way because we've personified it that way. But the reality is there is only freedom. But you can understand as we inhibit our own freedom, it'll appear as slavery or bondage or limitation. But it's only less of freedom. So freedom exists. Open up to it. Whatever you mentally see and spiritually comprehend, you may objectively experience. For the God within you is not limited to any one experience. It is the creator of all experience. And that is the end of that. Thank you for letting me share that with you. I think it's really powerful. And I'm glad I got to explain it a little better and kind of read it from perhaps your point of view. So, we are here to expand. We are here so that next year at this time, perhaps we are expressing a greater understanding of abundance. So there are more channels of abundance coming to us. Perhaps we live in a better place. Now, I'm using just the term a year. I'm not saying now, a year from now. And again, that's a year from now if you are consistently working. And how do you consistently work this process? You know, it's like being a spiritual Olympian when you are studying this truth. You are in training. And so an Olympian, an athlete, does many things to train. So in this case, there are many things that you can do to train. You can go to the right kind of classes in metaphysics that are at churches of religious science or Christian science or the Buddhists are very much on the same page. Well, not on the same page as us. I don't want to make it sound like that they're adhering to us. We're all on the same page here. Just look for it and you will find it. Same thing, there's so many books out there. I've read from a few of them here, but there's many more by many authors that are on the New York Times bestseller list. And you can work with a spiritual practitioner like I am. There are many out there. They're easy to find. I'm not the only one, thank God. So I invite you, if you would like to experience a fuller life that already is, just to reveal it and express it, then to work this like you would if you were in training for something. And you are. You're in training for your life. And you are here to live and have it all. So let's go to music. This is a song I really like. Now, this is a song by Acufen called Train to Barcelona. And it kind of sounds like when you're on a train in Barcelona. To Barcelona. I've been in Barcelona and taken trains to it a number of times. But that's neither here nor there, is it? Thank you.
on the moon.
You're right out there. This music is hot. That was someone by the name of Daniel Wang, and the song's called Pistol Oderso. I bought it off of iTunes. It's a song. It's a from a compilation called Disco Nouveau, and it's pretty hot. It's kind of electro-ish, but it's kind of something else going on too. Before that, we heard again Akufen with Train to Barcelona, and that last song got me primed and ready to just move. And now it's time to meditate. Perfect. So I invite you. Well, I'm going to read something first. Of course, I'm all about reading today. I invite you to just get in a comfortable position if you can, if you like. If you're doing something, go ahead and continue to do it. Just be actively, consciously, yet relaxedly. Okay, I'm making up language today. Just a part of this. So I'm going to read from today's day in 365 Science of Mind. It's a year of daily wisdom from Dr. Nos Holmes. And today's date, March 12th. Is called identification. And then from that, we'll go into the meditation. Spiritual mind treatment is an affirmation of the divine presence in and through all things, all people, and all events. There is one intelligent law governing all things. We live in this divine presence and may consciously use this universal law. But someone might ask, how does our prayer, our treatment, or our affirmation reach the person, place, or the thing we wish to help? This question is answered when we come to realize that we are individualized expressions of the one life. Whenever we identify our thinking with some person or thing, we identify him or her or it as the object of that thinking, and automatically, because there is one law operating, the result of that thinking will be for that person or thing. Since the focus of our treatment or prayer is in the one mind, the mere act of identifying our affirmation with that person or thing brings about an effect upon him, her, or it. Today, I am identifying myself, everyone else, and everything I do with the divine presence. I am not trying to influence people. I am not holding thoughts to make things happen. I am not concentrating divine energies for any purpose whatsoever. Rather, I am still, knowing that God is overall, in all, and through all. Through my affirmation, I am watching, expecting, and knowing that there will be a reaction through whatever I identify with my word. Therefore, I am at ease. I am at peace. I affirm the divine presence and its manifestations as happiness, prosperity, and well-being for everyone. So here and now, somehow, some way, I know that I have expanded my understanding of who I am. I've expanded my understanding of who God is and who each of us is as God. So in the way that is right, each of us expresses perfect God, perfect life, perfect love, perfect intelligence. In the way that is right and perfect and comfortable for each of us, we allow God to be personified through us and as us. Knowing that God is infinite and unlimited, universal yet personal, I personalize this power, this presence, so that I may simply be the truth that I already am, that I may simply be who I was created to be, that perfect, unique, individualized expression that is perfect, whole, complete, and already enlightened. So I'm willing to know myself as God knows me. I'm willing to be this expression of knowingness. So I'm willing to expand and to renew. I am renewed in the mind of God each and every moment. I am not held to any past, nor am I sentenced to any future. This moment is the only moment, for this moment is the only one that is. So in this perfect present moment of now, I yield to the greatness of life itself. I yield to it so that it may flow through me more fully than ever before. I yield to it so that I may simply express my perfect being. I yield to truth, to love. The love of God is within me, is all around me. I get to embody this love, this truth. I get to embody it. I get to accept it. I get to express it. And with each level of expression, I get to have a greater expectation of good in my life. Good and more good is mine. God and a fuller personalization of God is mine. So I'm here to just be me, but to be me from the place of truth. I now see the untruths that I have believed in, and I release them and allow the truth of my being to come through. Any negativity, any negative expression that I feel is a part of me is not the truth of my being. It's not the truth of God, so it cannot be the truth of me. So I am open to renewing. I am open to expressing myself from the place of renewal, from the place of perfection, of openness. I am simply willing to be who I am, who I have always been. So in this moment, let us just be this perfection. And allow it to flow through and as us. We may not know how or why, but we just know that it does, and we are willing to accept greater and greater expression of God. So we rest in this knowingness, in this expression. So right here and right now, let us just for a moment let God through. Feel life from the heart. Express it from the mind of our heart. Here and now. Just for a moment. So here and now, we recognize that we are empowered, that we have access to a power that is ours to use, that is ours to accept, that is ours to express, without needing to understand how it works. We accept that it does, just like we accept how electricity works without knowing how it does. We accept our ability to turn the light on. So let us shine more light on our life. Let us shine more in how we see and how we feel and how we decide and express. Let us raise the brightness here and now. So we look upon life with the clarity of God. It is ours to look through and as. We look upon each other as God looks upon each of us, with patience and adoration. And we look upon ourselves, our individual selves, with these same eyes of clarity, of adoration, and patience. We are willing, individually and collectively, to let ourselves be. We are willing to just be patient and yet be full of intent. We are not waiting for life to happen. We are directing life now through our thoughts, our words, our beliefs, our feelings. And we have expanded our understanding of who we are. We have more closely touched upon that greatness of God that is ours to access, to embody, to express. So we have taken a new look at our life. We have renewed ourselves as God renews us each and every moment. We now express this renewal, that we are pure, that we are innocent, that we are intelligent, that we are beauty, that we are love itself, and that there is no separation between any of us. There is form, there is no separation. Each and every one of us is one with God. Each and every one of us is here from a divine proclamation. So we proclaim our place at the table. Know that we are here because we belong. And we are accepted by God fully to be here. So with gratitude, we accept the truth of all of this. We accept the truth that is, the truth that has always been, and we accept the truth of this meditation, knowing that we have embodied a greater understanding of who we are and who God is. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. We release these words unto you, knowing that they are already so, and so it is. Thank you very much for listening. Welcome back from the meditation. I didn't want to stop, but time and music tells me that I must stop. This is a radio show. Where there is freedom, there is responsibility. So I am responsible, because coming up next at 10 o'clock is the Greg Show with Greg the DJ. Excuse me. Now, normally now I tell you what I'll be playing next week, but I have no idea at this point. And normally I know 2, 3, 4 weeks ahead of what I'll be playing. And I get to create from a whole new place where I'm going. But let me tell you about Kill Radio, just so you know what Kill Radio is about, in case you don't know. Kill Radio is short for Kill Corporate Radio, or Kill Monopoly Radio, or KIL Radio. Using the term kill loosely, Kill Radio is a Los Angeles, California-based internet radio station run by the Kill Radio Collective, which is a group of us, of 50-plus activists, journalists, and DJs. We are not-for-profit, and we are non-commercial. Our mission statement is that we are a collective organization committed to using media production and distribution as a tool for promoting social and economic justice. We intend to promote the proliferation of radio in whatever form is necessary in order to challenge the corporate domination of our airwaves. It is our goal to further the self-determination of people underrepresented in media production and content, and to illuminate and analyze local and global issues that impact ecosystems, communities, and individuals. We seek to generate alternatives to the biases inherent in the corporate media controlled by profit, and to identify and create positive models for a sustainable and equitable society. Now, being that we are a non-profit organization, you can support us with a donation. Or many donations. Or donations, period. We make this station run at more or less $400 a month. And yet, our needs do expand too, just like our own personal needs expand, like we've been talking about today. New equipment, we've been updating our computers lately. You know, we archive everything and then just like hard drive space. So if you would like to support us, the money can be used, your donation can be used to expand our ability to do what we do. To purchase equipment, to promote the station, etc., etc. Now, what's awesome is that a donation to Kill Radio is tax deductible as long as you make it through our fiscal sponsor. And our fiscal sponsor is a group called Social and Environmental Entrepreneurs, better known for their acronym of C-S-E-E. S as in Sam, E as in Edward, E as in Edward. C, like I see a cat. All this information is on our website. If you click on About Us, you'll get this address. You'll get to read the mission statement. You can memorize it just so you can read along with me. Haha. And you can see this information about how to make a donation either through the mail via check or money or through PayPal. But let me give you that information now. You can make a donation by mailing it to Kill Radio, care of C-S-E-E, 11948 West Washington Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90066. Again, Kill Radio, care of C-S-E-E, 11948 West Washington Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90066. And I guess there's a telephone number in case you want to bug those people and say, hey, did you get my check? 310-737-9148. Ugh, 310-737-9148. Make checks or money orders out to KillRadio/C, S-E-E, KillRadio/C. And if you want to memo it, tell them how you heard about it. How you heard about us. Was it through Close Your Eyes at KillRadio.org? Was it through this show? It'd be nice to be able to track how effective or ineffective I'm being. You can also make a donation through PayPal. If you've used PayPal before, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If not, the link is on our website. It's very easy. The payee address, email address that you would send it to is kr-finance@killradio.org. kr-finance@killradio.org. Okay, well, coming up next is the Greg Show. And I don't see him here yet, but let's go to music while we're getting things going. I want to thank you very much for listening today and remind you that every Saturday, for the most part, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, I do this show, Close Your Eyes. And like I said before, I'm a spiritual practitioner licensed from a local church of religious science here in Los Angeles. And again, if you'd like to reach me, if you have any questions, my email address is awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. Awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. I'll be happy to answer your questions. If you have questions about metaphysics or what I do, I'll be happy to answer them. So thank you very much.